But this morning we're going to be looking at the Beatitudes. And many times people say to each other, "The Lord bless you." And what does it mean when someone says, "God bless you"? Well, as we heard this morning with the baby dedication, a blessing is an act of invoking divine protection or aid. And so what we're asking is for God to keep those people, for God to prosper those people, for God to give favor to those people and well-being to those people. But as Christians, we can be blessed of God, but mostly it depends on us. It's all very well to say, "God bless you," and hope that God does something miraculous in their lives. But did you know that we can have the blessings of God? And mostly the blessings of God is our response to Jesus and His Word. And so how can we be blessed by God? And so this morning I want to look at the Beatitudes, which shows us how to be blessed by God. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. And we'll read through it first, and then we'll go through it verse by verse. Matthew chapter 5 and from verse 1. "And seeing the multitudes, he went into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good